It's time for news from Black America Web.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Now, the first person diagnosed with Ebola in the United States has now died. Officials at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas say Thomas Eric Duncan had been on a ventilator and he had been on dialysis for failing kidneys.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, October 9th, 2014. And as you heard at the top of the BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines, the first Ebola patient, that was Thomas Eric Duncan, pronounced dead at 7:51 local time at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital yesterday morning, where he was admitted September 28th and had been kept in isolation. His condition was changed on Saturday from serious to critical, and he was on dialysis as his kidneys were failing. And he carried the deadly virus with him from his home in Liberia, though he showed no signs when he left for the United States, according to reports. And he arrived in Dallas on September 20th, fell sick a few days later. And others in Dallas are still being monitored as health officials try to contain the virus that has ravaged West Africa, with more than 3,400 people reported dead. They're also trying to tamp down the anxiety among residents frightened of contracting Ebola, although the disease, they say, can be spread only through direct contact with the bodily fluids. Now, the nurse's assistant in Spain says that she may have caught Ebola taking off her hazmat suit, the suit that was protecting her. The doctor treating the Spanish nurse's assistant, who is the first person to contract the Ebola outside Africa in the current outbreak, said that it was the exposure while removing her protective suit, and they are working on the errors possibly made while removing the protective suit.
It was so sad yesterday.
Very.
It was so sad yesterday when you told me the news, because after we got off the air, I didn't turn on anything.
Right.
I was busy doing something else. And I got in the car when we were going to the McDonald's, and you said, he died.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my. I was so.
It hit
me in the gut when I heard it.
Yeah, and everyone, whether you were in Texas or not, it hit people like that around the world. Now, the bottom line is they're trying to step the protection for people coming into this country from those West African countries. So about 95% of the travelers arriving in the United States from Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia come through the five major airports of John Kennedy, Chicago O'Hare, Hartsfield Jackson in Atlanta, Newark Liberty International, and New Jersey, and Washington Dulles International. So they have enhanced screening.
Not Los Angeles.
Not yet. Because we're talking as the closest ones.
Closest.
Yeah. So these are really going to be the first, for a lot of people, this is going to be the first step onto the United States.
Did they say anything about their luggage?
No. Well, right now they're just concentrating on the people themselves and taking the temperatures of each passenger, checking for fever. And this starts on Saturday at Kennedy Airport and next week at the other four airports, which isn't soon enough as far as I'm concerned.
So after a plane that originates in Africa,
in one of
arrives
these West
here,
countries.
And they check everybody's temperature. What do they do about the cabin? Do they disinfect the cabin?
I'm sure. You know
There's
what?
So
I say,
many things.
I say that I'm sure, Tom, and I want to be sure.
I haven't seen anything.
But I'm not seeing any information either.
They check the temperature of everyone who gets off the plane.
But do they go in and disinfect? And what about if you fly someplace else and then come to the United States?
Well, no, because that's where they ask you, where have you come from? And they're relying upon the honesty
the truth,
of
right.
people.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Now, more problems in St. Louis. Last night, an off-duty St. Louis, Missouri police officer shot and killed a teenager, firing his gun 17 times. This is on the heels of the Michael Brown situation 2 months ago. The victim, the young man, was black. The officer was white.
And last night there was demonstrations?
They have had demonstrations in the past. Now, this was where the police officer was working a patrol and off duty, right? So he was on another job. He saw three men. They saw him. They started to run. And as he followed him, one of the young men was holding onto his waist as if he was carrying a gun. The policeman shot him. 17 shots were fired. And they say that the young man, who was 18, I believe, was killed.
This is St. Louis.
St. Louis. Just, this is the city itself and, of course, the suburb of Ferguson where Michael Brown was killed.
And the demonstrations last night, were they?
Tension's already high.
Mm.
And so they're not certain how this latest shooting will impact the mood of the city. Obviously, a lot of things going on there. And we will keep you up to date. Those are your headlines.